News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions decreased by 2% in 2024. That's according to the latest report from the Environmental Protection Agency. And I'm joined now by Dr. Eimear Cotter, who is director of the EPA's Office of Evidence and Assessment. 2%, is this a case, Eimear, of, you know, a bit done but a lot more to do?
Yes, exactly. Good morning. Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions for 2024, we're publishing them today from the EPA, and we're seeing overall our emissions go down by 2% in 2024. So that is positive on the one hand, as you're saying. We're seeing emissions decrease across nearly all sectors. So, for example, we're seeing decreases in our electricity generation, in transport, in agriculture and industry, and that is all positive. Conversely, we're seeing emissions actually increase from buildings, from our homes, commercial premises, our offices, because 2024 was a colder year compared to the previous year. So the emissions overall in aggregate are 2% reduction. That is good, but nowhere near where we need to be to get onto the trajectory and to reach our 2030 targets, which is nationally to reduce our emissions by 51% on 2018 levels.
Am I right in thinking that the target at one point was sort of 7% per year? And so 2%, great, we've gone down, but we're not in that. And also, am I right in saying that a further 10% reduction would be needed this year to put us back on track?
So first of all, our target has been 51% by 2030. At one point, that infers a certain amount of annual reduction that's needed to reach the 2030 target. So we can see now we're recording in 2024 a 2% reduction. If we're to stay within our first carbon budget, that's from the period 2021 to 2025, we will need a 10% reduction this year in the year 2025. That's a significant reduction. We've never actually seen that level of reduction in our greenhouse gas emissions. So it shows that while there are reductions recorded in 2024, they're just not to the extent that we need to get us onto that pathway to 2030.
And is it fair to say it's extremely unlikely for us to see 10% this year so that we are off target?
So a 10% reduction would be very challenging. And recently the EPA published our greenhouse gas projections. We could see that we're going to reduce emissions when we look out to 2030, but we're not going to get close to the 51% target. So for 2024, what we're seeing now is a reduction. It's the third year in a row that we have a reduction in emissions. We have to acknowledge that. That is hard won in a growing economy, but we need to really redouble our efforts, really build on what we're seeing over the last number of years and achieve even greater reductions across all sectors of the economy.
Okay. And so, Eimear, in that case, are we, front of the Irish Times this morning, fears grow emission fines could hit 26 billion. Is that what we think is likely to happen now, that kind of magnitude of fines for the country?
So we know that there will be a significant cost in relation to purchasing compliance or should it go to eventually fines. What we would say in the EPA is that is a huge missed opportunity if those funds, if that investment goes out of the country. Really, we need to now, or in 2025, invest in what we have now in the country in terms of our renewables, in terms of our transport system, in terms of our agricultural system, to reduce our own emissions into the future.
And can I just say, is that the way you view it? Is that what you think should happen? That rather than us end up paying big fines, we should be investing, saying, look, there's a cost here anywhere, 26 billion. Let's take some of that money, put it in to offset the likelihood of those fines.
Absolutely. That investment, those funds should stay in the country and help Ireland to reduce our own emissions across those relevant sectors.
And maybe lastly, in terms of redoubling our efforts, what do we need to focus on or concentrate on?
So it's all sectors, really. Energy, our energy sector is doing well. So in 2024, our energy emissions decreased by nearly 9%. So this is how we produce our electricity. And that's because there's more renewables on the system, more interconnection from the UK and less fossil fuels. So for in 2024, no peat used in our electricity system for the first time. And then this year in 2025, we'll see coal phased out. So we need less fossil fuels, more renewables in how we produce our electricity. In transport, we need to continue blending and using more biofuels. We did see the impact of biofuels being blended into petrol and diesel in 2024. that needs to continue, and more EVs coming onto our roads. And in the agriculture sector, continue to reduce their emissions. We can see emissions went down by 1.7% in 2024. We can see, unfortunately, fertilizer use went up in 2024. That mitigated that decrease somewhat. So looking at new fertilizers, looking at less fertilizers, looking at different farming practices, all will help in terms of reducing our emissions.
And that was Dr. Emer Cotter, their Director of Evidence and Assessment with the EPA.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.